Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town.
What population are you?
Population Pemberton.
Johnny Pemberton.
Pembertown.
Population me.
It is population you.
How are you, dude?
I'm sweet.
You are sweet.
I'm a sweet little guy.
You're like Pembertown coming to Dumb People.
Oh, shit.
It's Pembertown and Dumb People Town.
Pembertown, population. Always changing.
Always changing. Dude, what is happening with you? I know you're working all the time. You have a podcast here.
Yeah.
You got a movie coming out this summer, too.
Yeah, Live to Tapes comes out every week here on the same network.
Starburns, awesome. Inc.
Yes. Movie comes out June 1st. Theaters near you. It's called Action Point.
Have you guys seen the trailer for this yet?
No, please.
Oh, my
God, it looks insane.
It's so, not so.
Whatever you want to do.
Because Dan wants to do it.
I should say first, before I forget about it, I'm touring in June.
Yes.
Starting June 6th in Boston, and then New York June 7th.
Where are you playing in Boston?
Boston is some Tavern 730. I'm doing two shows there.
Nice.
And then I'm doing New York, doing Union Hall on Friday, and then Philadelphia on Saturday at Good Good. Sunday is Washington, D.C. at the Big Hunt. I think that's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think it's 10th.
Nice.
11th in Norfolk. 12th in Wilmington, North Carolina, and 13th in Charlotte. There you go.
Nice. All in June. You booked all these places. These are all sound like great, like tight venues.
It's all cool, like rock venues, sweet and stuff. So
that's phenomenal.
I'm looking forward to it.
But yeah, Action Point is, it's like a scripted Jackass movie.
Basically, yeah. It's but the other thing about it is that you guys know about Action Park in New Jersey?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Right.
It's an amusement park.
It was an amusement park.
But yeah, no longer. So there's grass growing up through the cement, basically.
Yeah, through the blood on the cement.
Oh, nice. Because people died.
Six people have died, but not in a bad way. Probably having the best time of their whole
life. With smiles on their
faces. They went out doing something they loved.
I think so. It was the place that was kind of run by drunks and stoners. Had a main.
What amusement park is it?
Well, this place was like, notorious for that.
Okay.
And this was like, heyday was late 70s. It was in New Jersey. And I think I can't think what city exactly, but someplace in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie is essentially that story to a T, except just not in the same place.
And
same time period, everything.
Every stunt in the movie is actual, like Jackass.
Everything. So, everything I did too was
so it's like,
really, dude.
Were you
that's what I wanted to ask you.
Were you afraid for your safety or your physical safety?
You had to have a couple like oh shit moments.
I was ever scared of was Knoxville constantly trying to hit me in the nuts.
Yeah, well,
which he never did. He never successfully
never got you.
No.
Y'all, but he was trying.
He got my nipple once in the grocery store on a Sunday.
Ooh.
But that was it.
That had nothing to do with the movie.
Yeah, that was nothing.
It was just hanging out.
That was just happened to be in the grocery
store. I can't wait to see it, man. Literally, I watched it, to me, I was just like, this
Action
feels...
Point.
Yes, it feels... I hope this is a compliment to you because it's one coming from me. It feels...
I'm ready to take it the wrong way.
Oh, don't do it.
I'm going to fight
you. It felt something in the spiritual vein of like a Dazed and Confused, of just like these young people doing what they wanted to do, like a slice of life and time where it was like, we're not concerned with all the shit that people are today. Yeah. I don't know. I just...
It's definitely, that's the whole thrust of the movie is like this, a time when people...
Simpler time.
Yeah, well, I guess the word that they use a lot is personal responsibility.
Yes,
so
a lot of that.
So if you get hurt, it's your fault kind
of
thing.
Yeah, 100%.
So. You actually take responsibility, which is something that people don't do at all.
In Dumb People Town.
For
in
anything.
Dumb People Town.
Well, we are in Dumb People Town, and dumb people do dumb things. It's actually a perfect segue
to
get into this.
I just realized it couldn't be more
perfect. For this. The movie is like a setup for this show.
Oh, exactly.
That's
and
so funny.
We believe that the world is getting dumber at this point. And,
it's probably, it's almost might be peak dumb.
It is.
I hope, because then we'd start going down the other side of that mountain.
Please.
I hope it's peaking.
Maybe peak regional dumb, like American dumb is peak, but I don't know about.
Yeah. No, dumb is rising all over the world. What do you got?
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Sent in by Miss Cupcake at Pepper Long Socks. I like both those names.
Pepper Long Socks is...
No, Pepper Long Socks.
Pepper Long Socks is Pippi Longstockings.
At Pepper Long Socks?
Pepper Long Socks.
That's a cool website.
Yeah.
That's
Pippi
Longstockings.
Stockings.
Evil stepsister.
Or lesbian aunt.
Either way. Okay. Fine with either.
Pepper. Lesbian aunt.
Pepper long socks.
Or dog. Lesbian That's dog.
What, it's like her lesbian dog.
Lesbian dog is Pepper socks.
All right. Thanks, Miss Cupcake. Mm-hmm. Here we go. A Gulf Breeze man. It sounds like a drink, doesn't it?
A Gulf Breeze man is the guy who walks the bar and
Gulf
is like...
Gulf Breeze, that has to be Florida,
that's a
right?
Guy in a guy in a white suit who just can play... I'll have two Gulf Breezes. Are you drinking with anybody?
Nope. Nope.
They're for me.
A Gulf Breeze man is like a guy who... has made a lot of money, and his brother, who works his whole life, hates him.
Yeah,
I'm a Gulf Breeze man, bro.
Gulf Breezes are never served in actual glasses. They're only served in plastic cups.
They're also only
see-through
ordered
plastic.
This way. Sweetheart?
Sweetheart, let me have a Gulf Breeze.
To a male or female bartender.
Hi, sweetheart.
Sweetheart,
let me have a Gulf Breeze. And the guy's like, excuse me?
Male bartender? Where's Excuse Mindy?
Mindy.
All right.
She's on break. She's
yeah,
on break.
That, oh, I hate those guys. And then also they order.
She's on break.
They get your attention verbally uh-huh. and then order non-verbally. They go, sweetheart. And then they just point down at their drink and make a circular motion.
As in like round it up.
Yeah.
Round it up. Wrap it up.
Sweetheart.
I don't know what you're doing. Round it up. Wrap it up.
I don't care if this is a podcast. This moment is something
one?
I love for us.
You want another one?
Sweetheart.
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 And then doesn't
or
say.
Or shaking the ice. Sweetheart. Come on now.
Shaking the ice.
Just come on now. I got a tea time, but it's coming up fast.
I need
this.
A couple of Gulf Breezes.
And they keep slightly insulting, be like, I don't mind waiting this long. Usually don't have to when Katie's here, though. Usually don't have to wait this long when Katie's here.
By now, I would have had two.
Katie, you still seeing that good for nothing boyfriend?
What?
Sweetheart.
I need to talk to him. If he needs a job, he ain't going to get it from me because I've seen him coming around here late.
Jingling.
All right, a Gulf Breeze man was arrested for allegedly walking completely naked through a Woodlawn Way neighborhood Thursday evening. Woodlawn Way sounds more like a store than it does a neighborhood.
Yes.
Thursday
completely
evening.
Naked. The completely naked walkthrough is someone who is at first, mm-hmm. you are like, I can't believe I'm doing this. And then it is incredibly liberating.
Yes.
Well, that's
uh-huh.
what the Gulf Breeze is.
That is good. You gotta let that
it's
Gulf
breeze
get up underneath
goes between the Gulf of your legs.
That's right. Just let it breeze on up.
Joseph John Musso, Jingleheimer Schwent. Mm-hmm.
His name's my name, too.
I know. Joseph John Musso, JJM, if you're nasty.
JJM.
You know it's JJ. You know he goes by JJ.
I would call him JJ.
We are calling you JJ.
Keep giving me these drinks. You can call me anything you want.
Hey, keep them coming, JJ.
Sweetheart. I love that.
You call me whatever you want, as long as you look at me when you say it.
That's such a low stipulation.
So, as long as you,
you call
look
me anything
at
you want,
me
as long
you
as
say
I hear
it.
You.
Call you scumbag. Just look at me when
Just
you
look
say
at my
it.
Eyes when you say it.
Let me see those pretty teeth.
JJ Musso faces several charges in connection to the incident, including loitering and prowling, lewd and lascivious behavior, mm-hmm. resisting an officer without violence.
Which means he ran.
As well as other things.
Which means
prowling
he ran.
Prowling is weird.
Yeah, if you've read the Golden State, Michelle McNamara's book about the Golden State Killer, prowling is bad.
Prowling will bug you now.
Prowling is a bad word. Everything
It leads to other things.
A Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office deputy was dispatched to Woodlawn Way in Gulf Breeze at about 8:30 p.m. This is prime time prowling.
Prowling
man out.
After a homeowner reported that while he was in Pensacola, his security
Florida!
You got it, dude.
Redneck Riviera.
His security camera provided an alert to his cell phone that someone was near his front door. This technology, why everybody hasn't bought these yet
this
is beyond
me. This is the
me.
Greatest.
Those things you put by your door and it literally just notifies your phone like, mm-hmm. hey, someone just walked up to your door and here's footage of it.
That,
you guys own houses. If you don't get
we
them.
We need to do okay. that.
Yes.
I need it.
They should sponsor this podcast.
Yeah, gladly.
For this very conversation.
The security camera captured footage of a naked white man walking past.
Of course he's white.
Walking past the home near the front door. The homeowner told authorities, according to Musso's arrest report. I'm going to show you guys a photo.
Oh,
yes. Yes. Not pixelated, please.
Not very pixelated at all.
That guy is.
This is a little tush.
That's not a
he's
good
not
looking
running
guy.
Either. He's no, sauntering.
Can I say something?
You can say anything.
He's
I
not
think
in good
he has
either.
Gloves on.
You
I'm not kidding. I think the man has gloves on.
He does look like he has gloves on.
He's trying to eliminate all fingerprints.
I think he's got fucking gloves on.
So he's not. So
he's
not naked.
Flip-flops.
He's not naked.
I bet his flip-flops are wet because he's walked in some pools, and so he is literally squishing.
Mm-hmm.
Squishing. Squishing along.
Hey, nobody see me.
While the deputy was at the home getting information,
I'm invisible, y'all.
he received a second call from a neighbor reporting that he saw a naked man on his front porch.
Look, this is the deal, okay?
Does that mean there's six more weeks of summer?
We all could do this, by the way. We all could do this whenever we want. There is a social contract we make, which is don't show me that.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That is an unwritten rule across the board in this world that we all live in. Unless you live in a nudist colony, don't show me that.
Nobody wants to see it.
Musso. Okay, so the deputy walked outside because he was at the house getting information about the guy. He walked up to that door. Mm-hmm. He saw the man, who was later identified as Musso, standing in the driveway of a home on the 1500 block of Woodlawn Way. Add that to the Dumb People Town walking tour.
Put a red dot in it.
I live in Woodlawn Way.
Woodlawn Way.
Woodlawn Way. Woodlawn Way.
Musso was completely naked standing in that driveway.
No, he had flip-flops.
The gloves.
Maybe gloves.
The gloves and flip-flops.
It's not all he had. And he had an erection.
No.
But he seemed to be trying to avoid people. So he's not.
It's like, I can't.
That golf
I don't breeze. Want you to see me either. I'm just out here trying to live my life. Don't look.
Something
I
happened.
Don't know what to do with this either.
Can I say, honestly, it makes me feel better about this story that they're saying he didn't want people to see them.
Is he trying to walk the erection off?
We talked with Tig when we had her on here. Like, enough with the men who just want people to look at them naked in their genitals. And he, at least he was like, oh, I don't want people to see me.
Don't look at me.
Dude, you're on Woodlawn Way, bro.
You're on Woodlawn Way.
Take a flip-flop off and flop it onto the flipper.
Take a flip it and flip it up.
Add it on to that flip and flopper.
Dare
you got.
I say, glove your junk.
Glove your junk.
Glove yourself. You can't
self-glove.
You can't glove anyone else until you glove yourself.
It's true.
Glove is the answer.
Glove your junk might have to also be a t-shirt.
Glove your junk in Dumb People Town. Mm-hmm.
Glove your junk.
He looked like he was seemingly trying to avoid people, according to the report. He was reportedly standing near a red pickup truck and was holding a plastic bottle of cooking oil.
Okay, this is getting better.
what are
I'm
we
done.
Doing with cooking oil?
Okay. What can't
way,
you, what can't
at
you do with
8:30 on Thursday night, nuding it up with gloves and flip flops.
This guy isn't drunk.
Mm-mm.
See, that's what makes this hard. Because easy, this is easy to like, explain otherwise.
Yeah, right. Drunk explains everything.
Yeah, because then we would be like, he was at a party, he lost a dare.
He was at home. He was cooking. He needed to borrow something.
What?
No one was home.
Right. He was like, I better cover up and gloves and so drunk gloves and flip flops.
I wish he was wearing just an apron. That would be great, because then you could explain, would explain the cooking oil.
And the boner.
Of course. And then
now we're cooking. No, now we're cooking.
You'd get indecent exposure if you had an apron on, right?
Yes. Just because your butt's hanging out.
Is that true?
Butts are bad? Come on. Butts can't be bad.
I think you can't. You
that's
can't
a Dumb People Town shirt. Butts are bad.
Butts are bad. Butts aren't good. Yeah. In public, butts aren't. On Woodlawn Way, butts aren't good.
On the Dumb People Town Facebook page, if any lawyers and Dumb People Townies could tell us.
If Ronald T. Justice.
Could tell us if you can you be butts out in public? Probably not, right?
I specialize in nudity.
Nudity law. Hello, have you been arrested on nudity law violations?
Have you been pissing near an elementary school every day?
We here at Full Lawn, and Woodlawn would like to take your case.
Musso attempted to run around the truck, which is very yakety sacks. Like,
is his truck?
No, of course it's not his truck. To avoid the deputy, but the deputy caught up to him and removed the bottle of cooking oil from his hand.
You will not.
What do you mean removed it from his hand?
I don't know. Does that mean the cop walked up and was like, give me that?
Took it away.
Dad, if he shot it out of his hand, that would be amazing.
This particular individual.
He just like from 4 feet away, just like.
I'm going to let the deputy explain sir, can you please explain?
What did you do to
Rodriguez,
him?
Explain what happened out there.
We encountered a particular individual at Woodlawn Way who answered to the name of Musso. And this particular individual was holding a container of a plastic variety that contained a certain amount, olenageous oil substance.
Was it canola oil or olive oil? Can you specify?
Well, this particular individual who was lacking the ability to have clothing on his body at this particular moment of time was holding some sort of unidentified type of particular individual's
it was
style
Wesson.
Of
it was
so safe to say
it was
Wesson.
An off-brand, non-brand canola type substance that could be weaponized in a situation.
Okay. Sure.
And we sought to dismantle this individual's use of this oil.
So you didn't try to arrest him, you just tried to take the oil away?
Well, we approached the individual. He was blustery and non-compliant.
Okay. That is a breeze. It is a golf breeze. Very blustery. Golf breeze, man.
And we sought to disarm the individual of his oil and was successful in doing so.
I don't understand why the oil was a priority for you.
Well, he created an oil slick that would cause deputies such as myself or Deputy Charles to lose footing and cause an accident that would cause...
Deputy Charles here. I'm very concerned about losing my footing.
Always.
Deputy Charles has a history of losing his footing in the department, and we seek to change that with this particular individual.
If there's no oil on the floor, there is a chance that I might lose my footing.
Okay, we're done with questions here.
I just imagine the two cops being like, "All right, how do you want to go about this? We got to get that oil first. We don't have to get the oil first.
Oil is top priority.
No, I don't see how the oil is a top priority. He's running around a truck.
Let me shoot it out.
Let me shoot it out of his hand. Let me shoot the oil out. Sweetheart, let me just tase it out.
Nope. You're going to stir your light on fire.
Caught up with him and remove the bottle of cooking oil from his hand. Okay, I'm going to set the scene. All of a sudden, this shows up in the story, and when I read it, I was like, this is like a Keanu Reeves movie. Amid heavy rainfall.
Dramatic.
I am an FBI agent.
Give me the cooking oil.
Put down the cooking oil. They're standing in pouring rain. Give me the cooking oil!
There's like a slow, generic electric guitar.
I can't hear you!
Can you imagine Musso being like, "Let me go, man! Where am I gonna go? Mexico!
Give me the oil and we'll talk about it.
I just wanted to shower.
Well, you're doing it!
It's showering outside. Give me the oil.
Or it's a heavy rainfall and it's like romantic. Don't you understand? I don't want to arrest you because I love you. Just pouring rain.
Give me the oil. Give me the money.
What money?
An NSYNC music video.
Yeah.
Amid heavy rainfall, the deputy tried to handcuff J.J. Musso, but the man allegedly slipped away.
Oil! That's why we oil him up.
I just figured out what's going on here.
It started to run through the yard toward the street. No, man, keep going yards. You don't want streets. Too many
streets
people.
Are bad. Yards, you can slide down.
He continued to run down the middle of the street. That's J.J. Even after the deputy drew his taser and commanded Musso to stop. The deputy eventually fired his taser at JJ. Oh, you got JJ. Forcing, which is what I hope he said when he got hit with the taser.
Oh, you got JJ.
Forcing him to fall to the ground on his back, which means if he's running away, he got electrocuted, right?
And then turned around.
Or locked up. And then just fell straight back down like timber,
like a tree going down.
He was spun around and fell down. JJ was then handcuffed and placed into a patrol vehicle.
Can I oil that vehicle?
JJ,
up?
Who lives in the Woodlawn Way neighborhood.
No, it's a neighbor.
Told deputies he receives sexual gratification by being naked in public.
We know.
He was masturbating with the oil.
The oil was to get away.
He said he was carrying the cooking oil because he liked to rub it on his legs.
Hey.
Which is more innocuous and more creepy.
Weird.
Rub it on your legs.
If it rained here more,
yeah,
I would try this out in my backyard.
Let me tell you something. When it rains, it pours.
Musso allegedly...
What?
Musso allegedly told authorities that he was not aroused by the sight of any individual in the area.
It was just a feeling of being out on his own in a place where he wasn't supposed to be.
Oh, you're so close.
Am I close?
But was aroused by being naked in the rain.
Oh!
The rain is key. So, he's watching the Weather Channel.
On the rain. Falling.
Nope, that's not what it is.
On the rain that dripped through my crotch.
So he's like watching the Weather Channel. I mean, is it going to rain today?
I mean, it's a good thing he lives in Florida and not Phoenix. I mean, this guy would never have a good time.
This, by the way, is the society we live in, and Jay explained it. There is an unwritten contract that you just don't get naked out there. But on some level.
Okay, that's what I'm, me too.
On some level, me too, Ran. If this guy lived on a farm, and no one was around him, and it was raining, and he wanted to get naked and go run through his fields out there.
Yes. So his problem is the location of where he lives.
That's what I'm about to say. Check in here for a second. Can you guarantee that it wouldn't feel awesome to run around naked in the rain?
I think it would probably feel
amazing.
Fabulous.
A pouring rain.
This is like Wild Wild Country. There's a moment in Wild Wild Country, and
tough
I give
titty.
All tough titty. I give all credit to the Duplass brothers for the way, or the guys who put it together and edit it together, because there is a moment where you're like, who am I supposed to hate here?
Right.
People are on there like, man, they're out there on the bridge hugging. Yeah. Like, what's so bad about that? Yeah. They're loving on each other. What is so? They're showing affection. Yeah. What is so bad about that?
I'll send you some articles of things that weren't touched on, where you'd be like, oh, this wouldn't be such a 50-50.
That's why I say they leveled
the playing field.
But in the documentary themselves, it does give you that conflict.
In what we saw, there's a moment where you're like, right.
Send me the article.
Until the whole poisoning thing come up. Like, she's completely insane.
Right. Salmonella.
And you know what she has to say to those people? Tough ditties.
But the idea that you can run around in the rain naked.
By the way, Sal Manila is my favorite Impractical Joker. I just want you to know. Huge
Sal
fan of
his. Manila?
Uh-huh. He's such a nice guy.
Love Sal Volcano.
He also told authorities, this is JJ, that he had previously walked naked in his neighborhood one other time, but he prefers to walk naked at the beach and had done so at both Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach.
Oh. Ooh, I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Florida State.
Okay, so did you really?
Yeah.
Tallahassee.
So, I know this area. I know these people. I understand.
He needs to find a nude beach. Now, my question is, would a nude beach satisfy that
if
for
it
this
was
person?
Raining?
If he really only cares about the weather, then yes.
Then it should.
He just wants to be out there in the rain.
So he needs to find
his
people.
Does he need other people to... Does he need there to be an element of non-acceptance and danger in it as well?
Doesn't
That's what
seem
I'm asking.
So.
Well, maybe he doesn't know that, Dan. That's what we're saying. He doesn't know his own needs.
JJ, this is the part that stuck with me the most. JJ told authorities that he left his home and walked to the gravel access road north of the track at Woodlawn Beach. And before I realized, thanks to you, Johnny, that he... had flip-flops on. The idea of him barefoot walking down a gravel road, I was like, you are nuts.
This feels so good.
He was... Sometimes that's how it goes.
Hey, pleasure, pain.
Is that a psychotic reaction?
He was booked into the Santa Rosa County Jail late Thursday and has since been released. All right, I'm going to ask you guys now.
Ooh.
How old is Joe John Musso?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age, guess the age.
Now you
just
are
seen
guessed.
His kind of squishy ass.
You are a guest, Johnny Pemberton. You can decide if you want to go first, third, or Tig, which is second.
I want to go first.
Okay. How old do you think he is?
How old do you think Joseph Johnsif Musof is?
I think he is 48.
48 years old. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Randy or Jason?
Jay.
41.
41 from Jason Sklar.
54.
54 from Randy Sklar.
He just looked like a 54-year-old.
I do like the 50s answers, too.
Yeah. Because I feel like it's a guy being like, I've been repressed my entire life, and now is my chance.
Now
to
it's
break
coming
out.
Out.
We're breaking out.
You're going to divorce me. I'm going to live my life.
There you go. I'm going to divorce my clothes.
Not going to tell me I can't walk naked in the rain.
All right, we're going to get out of here on this. Townies, get your answers in now for a game of Guess the Agey, because... Joe, John,
Musso, and Franks
is 63 years old.
Oh!
We weren't going high enough.
To go higher.
You were heading in the right direction, Randy. You knew it.
I was right.
63 and living his life.
A year away from retirement.
Dude, if you like doing it, keep doing it. To avoid people better.
Please find a nudist colony and then do your thing and be happier.
Enjoy the rain.
Go live on a farm.
Find a nudist colony in the northeast, in the northwest.
Northwest, in Portland.
In Seattle, where it rains all the time.
I want to know.
Let it rip.
Have you ever felt the rain?
Orcas Island,
coming
baby.
Coming down on your naked butt. All
right.
I said bone, you said butt.
Oh, no.
All right.
Have you ever achieved erection?
That is,
in a squall.
In a squall.
Significant downfall to the left.
All right. That's a mini story and a mini episode, guys.
Thank you, Johnny Pemberton. Again, the movie Action Point.
And the tour.
And the tour. Where can people find your dates and stuff? Is it on the Johnny?
It's all on johnnypemberton.dog.
Awesome.
That's my website.
Check it
and
out.
And the podcast?
Live to Tape.
Johnny Pemberton.
A lot of music explorations.
Ooh, that's really like cool. Check all that stuff out, and oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.